Imran Mohammed is the Director of Employment Law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Imran, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
What is there something which says yes, you can, or is there something which says, well, maybe under certain circumstances, or is it a case of sorry, not under any circumstances?
There's no legislation, no employment piece of legislation currently that has any provision that deals with issue of vaccinations. So your introduction with regards to the position of various stakeholders or players in respect of a mandatory law that would provide an imposition of a vaccination for the entire population, that's open for debate currently. I'm in agreement with you. I don't think it's likely that that's going to happen. But in relation to employment specifically, there's no law that provides for that. That's going to be the prerogative of individual employers to make a call as to whether or not there's going to be a mandatory vaccination policy applicable in its workplace.
But is there anything, any form of polite suasion that employers could use or any way of putting legal pressure on employees to be vaccinated?
Well, the starting point of that would certainly be an obligation of employers to ensure that their particular workplaces are healthy, and there's a work environment in which employees who report for duty on a day-to-day basis are able to report into a premises which is healthy and which is safe. So there's provisions under our occupational health and safety legislation which makes that provision as a starting point. So that would be the legal impetus upon which an employer can start out the position to take in order to advance or lobby for a mandatory provision of a vaccine in its workplace. So that is a starting point.
Yeah, so and I wouldn't like to come to office premises knowing that I am going to be potentially going into the same loo, going to the same kitchen area, going past the desk of somebody who has chosen not to be vaccinated. I'm likely to get either the AstraZeneca vaccine, which has a 70% success rate, or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and we don't yet know what the efficacy rate of that is, expecting the phase 3 trial data to be published in 3 weeks' time. So, you know, AstraZeneca, there's a 30% chance that somebody who is COVID-19 positive is still going to be able to infect me. I don't want that. Thank you very much.
So the legalese aside, from internationally, what we've certainly seen in relation to vaccination programs is that the most effective programs are by consent and not by compulsion. So getting consent and buy-in by people that there will be a vaccination on the premise where there's no legal obligation to do so is the best place, is the best manner upon which to get buy-in from workers. So I agree with the proposition, and you may very well get a number of employees who say, well, I refuse to render services in a workplace where I cannot almost be guaranteed that there's not going to be a transmission of the virus. And there's an obligation, as I said earlier, on an employer to ensure a healthy and safe work environment. So those sort of dilemmas will need to play out in the minds of employers in relation to them determining whether or not they impose a mandatory vaccine in their workplace. So perhaps here's a practical example. You've used one example,
yeah,
in relation to somebody who's currently in the workplace. Take a number of staff who work in a workplace in respect of which they have team meetings regularly. Alternatively, they interact with not only members or their colleagues on a day-to-day basis, but also interact with customers, also interact with other third parties that service the business of the employer. In addition to that, in this particular workplace, which we use as an example, there has been high exposure of employees to the transmission of the virus over 2020-2021. Does an employee in that instance almost get to a point where it says, I actually have very little option but to impose a mandatory vaccine in my workplace? Mm. Because if I can't do so, well, I then have a public health problem. I expose myself as the employer to liability under the health and safety legislation, and I've got to get my business back on track after the disaster that we've seen from March of 2020. And the only way to do that is in order to ensure that there's a vaccine in relation to my staff so that we can get back to some semblance of normality as best as we can.
We've learned, one of the things we've learned over the last year, 11 months, is that many more people can work just as productively from home as they did from the office, and how the world of work is going to change once we've reached herd immunity through infections and through vaccinations. It's one of the very interesting things to track and trace and see what happens. And should an employer be the kind of employer that says, okay, you don't want a vaccine, we know that you can work from home, so you work from home, don't come into the office?
Certainly an issue to be taken into account as part of a consultative process. I can see no reason why an employee who is in a position to work remotely and has very little interaction with other members of staff or other third parties would be able to say to his or her employer, I personally take a position that I'm not going to be inoculated, but I have very little interaction with individuals, and therefore in that instance, I refuse to take the vaccine. Now, in that limited example, yes, that could be a justifiable reason not to impose the vaccine on that sort of an employee. So, is another example. I mean, even pre-COVID, there were a number of employers who had already gone remote. So, whilst that was obviously not the trend, there certainly was a move by a number of employers to become more reliant upon a remote workplace as opposed to brick and mortar, as it were. Those sort of employers who have already established a pattern where they did not need to interact with their staff on a more regular basis and would only interact with their staff on virtual platforms. In relation to that employer, well, perhaps there is not as much a justification for the imposition of a mandatory vaccine. So I guess where we get to at the end of the day, in the absence of a law of general application that says that the entire population is to be vaccinated, is every employer needs to look at its particular circumstances, make a determination from a management perspective as to what the company believes would be in the best interest of the company.
Imran Mohammed, thanks very much for talking to us. Director of Employment Law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer.